This is Linda Hamilton.
This is Boyd Banks.
Hello, this is Heather Langenkamp.
And this is Lance Henderson.
This is Audrey Struggers.
Hi, this is Ken Forey.
You're tuning in.
And you're listening.
You do it, I'll do it. We'll all be there. Meet you there.
40 ounces of horror.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, come back.
Don't fall asleep.
Peace.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad and James.
All right, and welcome back to the 40 Ounces of Horror podcast. We are back. It's been a long time no see, fellas.
Yeah, what's
been a month?
What's going on?
I don't know.
Like
I haven't
done one in a year, a fortnight.
Yeah, Fortnite is technically 2 weeks, but you know, whatever.
It's been about 6 fortnights.
Yeah,
I've been watching Game of Thrones, so I know what a fortnight is.
How awesome is Game of Thrones? You
fucking
like it?
Phenomenal. After about 3 episodes, I became mildly obsessed.
Khaleesi, I'll do terrible things to that woman.
Anyway, this is the 40 Ounce of Horror podcast. Please visit our website, 40ounceofhorror.com. At 40 Ounce of Horror on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook.com/40OunceOfHorror.
We're all over the interwebs. Check us out.
It's well, not so much recently. I haven't even talked to you guys like since the last episode, aside from some piss videos and drunken texts.
Yeah. Man. There was some. Yeah, let's not talk about that. We'll just let that lie.
Well.
Speaking of 40 ounces going like worldwide, did you see we got tagged on Instagram? Like there was a Australian horror convention today, mate.
No, I didn't see that.
There was somebody walking around with like a 40 ounces of horror shirt.
No, I didn't see
Are
that.
Are you serious? So, all the way out.
Yeah, we're worldwide, baby.
Didn't we have a represented down under Booze and Gone Bad from Australia?
We do have a.
It was when Paul Hogan went back to.
No, we have a regular listener from Australia,
that's a knife.
Can't think of his name right off the top of my head.
It's a her.
No, oh, that was well the deaf guy, the deaf Australian.
The deaf guy?
He calls himself the deaf Australian. I can't remember his name now. He's written in a Booze and Gone Bad or two.
I just have it in my mind. I just have it in my mind because I'm perpetually 12. That all of Australia is like Mad
upside
Max.
Down. Oh,
like everybody's driving. Everybody's driving around in like football pads and like trying to run each other off the road for go juice.
I picture Australia and everybody's just upside down.
It's funny you say that because I just watched The Road Warrior today.
Yeah.
So it's funny. Yeah, I was looking on IMDb, and it said they got a lot of their clothes from, like, secondhand stores and, believe it or not, S&M shops.
I believe it.
I'd say the Lord Humongous, I think, was wearing a cod piece.
But, no, he got that all in a very questionable Goodwill.
It's questionable Goodwill.
Happy belated 4th of July. Everyone, that was yesterday.
America,
I spent the day
in
the pool, lighting fireworks, and drinking a fifth of Jack. So,
all while in the pool, so
you're like pretty much,
yeah.
Roman
a little upset. I didn't have any left over to put in my flask, so I drank it all.
There were several drunk people there,
and at this stature in my life, staying up late drinking Jack, literally causes physical harm to my body the next day.
Chad came over here and he didn't want to just nap.
Like, I wasn't even, like, hungover. My muscles ached.
Your soul hurt.
So, welcome back. I know it's been a while. We haven't got a few emails here and there, but you can email us at contact@40ounceofhorror.com. And if you want to, me and James' individual Twitter handles are, well, I don't even know what yours. You keep changing them. Mine's the Chad Buttram, and what's yours?
Mine's James Dunn FX.
FX, yeah.
I think I'm trying to change everything to James Dunn FX. I don't know if it's Twitter, James Dunn FX, but.
I don't remember. Well, one of them's James C. Dunn. Who cares?
You got to put that middle initial in there, like a mayor or something. Do you hear what James C. Dunn did today?
James C. Dunn, the first. What'd you do for 4th of July? Did you blow shit up?
We did actually. There was a party at school and everybody got together and it was a drunken mess of a shit show and everybody blew up shit and there was some girl walking around with a hot dog costume on and
I saw the photos.
Shit got weird.
Well, have you been seeing anything good? You know what? Nothing is good. Nothing is good anymore.
Chad has adopted a very nihilistic approach to movies and music. It's just nothing is good. Everything is bad.
God, what have I been watching? True Detective. Have you watched True Detective?
I have not.
No. Is it good?
Oh, my God. That is like one of the best shows I've ever seen.
I watched the first episode.
I'm not bullshitting.
I watched the first episode, and then I immediately switched to Game of Thrones. So I just finished Game of Thrones, so... Maybe I'll finish
True Detective. You have to finish True Detective.
It's not better than Game of Thrones, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're shit. Oh, yeah. You're full of shit.
Well, it's one season, though, so it's a one-season story that ends.
That's true.
But, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard everybody tell me I need to watch it. Penny Dreadful and Salem are two shows that have been on. Penny Dreadful's actually...
How is that?
Penny Dreadful's weird, man, and I can't explain it, but I keep watching it. And it involves werewolves, Frankenstein... Bride of Frankenstein,
really?
Vampires.
I've saw the preview for it, and I'm going, am I supposed to know these characters? Like, what is going on?
That's how you
here?
Feel when you watch the show. It just ended. And it's a really good show. It keeps me interested, but I can't explain what the hell it is.
Is it like a horror version of Once Upon a Time?
Kind of, but it's not like individual episodes. Like, there's one.
Oh. Wait, that fairy tale show, Once Upon a Time, is that
yeah.
you're talking
about?
Yeah. Yeah, how they kind of bring
it. It's like
in...
that?
No.
Well, no, okay. It's like that, as in
it's
they
all...
take all characters from different things and throw them all
yeah,
in one gumbo.
It's all very Victorian setting. It's pretty cool.
It's a big 7-day stew of monsters.
Yeah, pretty much. But
with all, like, lace fencing shirts.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I can't have a hard time explaining it. Salem... started off shitty, and it got better about witches and stuff. But, it's not that great.
We had a – there was a party recently going back to the 4th of July. It was like a pregame 4th of July. And I won Wizard Sticks. I won Wizard Sticks again.
I can't believe you attempted that game again.
It was super close because there's a couple people who could just throw them back, and it's stupid. And I had two cases of both Jeffrey and I had two cases of 24-ounce Pabst. So good thing we're going by ounces, because they kind of ounces at the end.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a tough race.
You might have to explain what Wizard Sticks are for some of the newer people.
Wizard Sticks is it's kind of like, I'd say it's a more, it's a gentleman's case race. So that's what it is.
Gentleman's.
When you finish your beer, one to the top, so you keep creating this stick, but your beer is always on top, and once you get to a point where it's taller than you are, you have to create inventive ways to be able to drink it. You have to use a ladder or
you keep adding duct taping beers to the top of each other. And then there's, once you get to certain points, there's different rules, and that you can wear create king crowns out of beer boxes.
You take a beer box and you make like a Viking helmet out of it.
I wouldn't say gentleman's game, more like nerd game, but
you partook, so I'm a gentleman nerd game.
I wasn't saying it in a bad way. I'm just
there's a lot of powdered wigs. When you say gentleman, you feel like powdered wigs.
There's no powdered wigs at Wizard Stick.
A lot of George Washingtons.
Back to movies. Have you seen Snowpiercer?
Excuse me?
Snowpiercer.
No.
You haven't heard of Snowpiercer? It's that Korean film. The dude that made The Host made a movie, and there was like a big deal about it.
Oh.
It was supposed to come over America, and Weinstein's wanted to cut a bunch of shit out of it, but they ended up not. I saw it a long time ago, and a few buddies actually went and saw it this weekend. It's a really cool movie. It's like the entire movie takes place on this train because there's like this eternal winter, and the only survivors left on Earth are on this train. And it basically, this rich man built this track that goes around the entire planet, and it takes a full year to go around the entire planet. And, like, they're separated into classes. Like, in the back of the train are all, like, the scumbags, and then the high class in the front of the train.
Have the gentleman's cabin?
Yeah. Yeah. And Chris Evans is in it. And basically he's fighting from the back to get up to the front of the train. So it's kind of like Raid on a Train.
Like a class system kind
of? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
it's like Elysium set on a train.
I never saw Elysium. So.
I saw that, and it was a pretty good movie.
Really? Yeah. No, Snowpiercer was pretty cool. A little disappointed in the ending. I didn't feel like there was a big enough payoff, but the ride getting there was really, really awesome.
Yeah.
I've been reading.
Sounds like an awesome hand job if you can't finish.
One, you just have to finish yourself.
You have to finish yourself.
No, I got this. I got this. No, you're not doing it right. Stop it. You're not doing it right. Let me do it.
You're so not even into it. You're just, oh, just.
You got to do yourself because you know how you like it. Oh, I've been reading. I started reading the first two issues of the Big Trouble in Little China comic.
Oh, how is that?
It's actually pretty. It's really cheesy, but Jack Burton's dialogue in it is fucking spot on. I mean,
really?
He just goes off on tangents on stories and shit, and is spot on. Kurt Russell, John Carpenter, because I think John Carpenter's helping write it. And it's a little cheesy and more like fantastical, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I started reading.
Yeah, I definitely want to check that out.
No, yeah, there's only been two issues released, so I definitely recommend it. And then I started reading a comic that I had recently just started hearing about. I guess it's been out a while. Called Crossed. Have you heard of Crossed?
I have heard of Crossed.
Oh, my God. That comic is fucking brutal. It is just wrong in so many ways. Baby killing and so much rape.
Wow.
Rape and just.
So it's a Serbian film and comic book form?
It's just like these. It's like zombies, but they're not zombies. They're just infected with this disease, and they just turn them mad. And, like, they just fucking kill people and wear their skin and fuck the wounds in them. And
damn.
it's spreading this disease across the world. It's a very, very graphic comic book, but it's awesome. So I highly recommend it.
Pretty,
and it's not new. It's been out for a long time, but I just recently discovered it.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much all I got. I've been insanely busy with there's been baby showers and my daughter's birthday and holidays and I can't catch
just
a break.
Just summertime festivities catching up to you.
Like, I'm just exhausted. I'm trying to not sit here and be a mouth breather into the microphone.
before you came on,
don't
James.
Don't worry. It'll all get it out.
Before you came on, James, he was just like, head down, like resting. He's like, I just got to sleep.
Just being a big mouth breather.
Yeah.
I watched something.
What'd you watch? Oh, you
I watched Frailty.
Oh, yeah? And?
He'd never seen it before.
You didn't like it?
Frailty is so good.
I didn't like it.
Frailty is awesome.
You didn't like anything? Was there anything you liked about it at all? Jeez, it's your answer.
No. Hang on. I'm trying to think. No. I mean, the end kind of redeemed itself. But I'm going to be honest. I was bored.
Really? Well, it's not an action-packed horror film.
No.
But
I know, but it's... I
don't know. I really enjoyed it. I just thought it was
I'm into psychological horrors.
I just thought it was really creepy and cool.
But it didn't get me. Like, I was trying hard. Yeah. I was like, all right.
Well, James, I'm just glad that you watched something funny.
I was like, James likes this movie. Chad likes this movie. Karen likes this movie. They all tell me I got to watch it. So I'm going to watch it.
So she liked it? She enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. She loved it. She loves that movie.
Just not you. So you're the odd man out.
Didn't like it. No.
Well, I guess that means you're wrong. I mean,
or something wrong with all three of you.
Majority wins.
I mean, that's entirely possible.
There's a lot wrong with all three of us. That's what we're doing this
right now. Oh, man. Anything else been going on, James?
Nothing, just school. We're just I'm working on a bust. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures on Instagram.
Yeah,
so
the witch one?
I'm doing the witch from Halloween 3. And
did you have to do nipples?
Well, I mean, it's... Sure. Yeah. And the syllabus it said nipples.
I mean, I'm disturbed by just the nipples. The rest of it I can handle, but it's just like which nipples. I just.
Yeah. It kind of looks like the witch from what's that old?
The witch. The witches.
The Roald Dahl movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think for my animatronic, I want to have her like opening up like a jack o' lantern with a skull inside, so to have like all elements of like Halloween 3 in it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Nice.
That's actually a really cool idea.
We'll see how that pans out.
When are you gonna do my bust? It's gotta have nipples on it too.
He wants you to bang.
Okay.
Or his bust.
Well, I mean,
he wants you to do his bust.
I'll have to buy a lot of creep hair to put over the nipples to make it official.
Official.
And that isn't like creep, like you're a creepy guy. It's called creep hair.
It's just the point is.
I don't know what creepy.
The bottom line is lots of hair.
Yeah. And then after you sculpt it, you're always like spitting it out for some reason.
It's everywhere.
Oh shit! What do you want to get? You want to get into some what the fuck stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
You should have a backlog of penis stories we haven't been on.
Speaking of which, well, I got
is your Google feed filled up with penis stories?
There's just cock all over my page. No. I do have
questions. Should be. I'm pretty sure that should be a website. It's cock all over my page. .gov.
No, truly though, yeah, we've got pretty far back because we haven't even talked to each other since Memorial Day. So, so I got a few headlines and maybe a couple stories, but there was more headlines than anything because honestly, I didn't feel like reading through all these, but I did read some of them. So,
sometimes the headline is all you need.
Yeah, because the story, the headline's funny and then the story's disappointing. So, first headline: man masturbates while holding cucumber at library.
Wait, man masturbates holding cucumber in library?
Yeah.
So he's like, he's holding it.
Yes, he has. For
the power of radio here, James was pantomiming something you guys can't see.
He basically has a cucumber in each hand.
Well, you're giving him a lot of credit.
Pictures? Are you giving him a lot of credit, or what's going on here?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a pickling cuke.
What?
What'd you,
a pickling cucumber. They're smaller.
A cuke.
That sounds
short.
Like something that sounds like an instrument a satyr would play. That's a pickling cuke.
Just pan leaping through the woods.
He is so close to cucumbers. Has such a close relationship with cucumbers. He shortened the name to cuke.
Dude, we're on a first name basis.
Driver allegedly tries to flee from cop with cop still in car.
With what?
He tried to flee from a cop, but the cop was in the car with him.
I just see the cop next time he puts a seatbelt on, I'll wait until you finish.
Wait, you didn't read any more? Like,
I did
was
read
he in the back seat?
He was
sitting in the passenger
seat? No, he was getting into the driver's seat with the guy trying to turn the car off, and the guy took off.
Okay.
See, when I explain it, it's not as funny.
It's not as funny.
But the guy took off, and he was just sitting in the driver's seat with him.
It's probably a sad story. You know? He went to jail, and his family's going to be homeless.
Innocent people died. Man burns.
Probably right after he got caught with the cucumber in the library.
Same guy.
Man burns poop.
What a way to end that Wednesday.
All right. Man burns poop behind Seattle police station. That's self-explanatory.
That's a smell you will never get out of your olfactories. Like they're just stained inside your nose. Burning poop.
Speaking of smells, I didn't realize this until recently. I have apparently like hobbit feet because I have this nasty, terrifying odor. Because I wore sandals today and we're in the production meeting for this movie, and all of a sudden it hits me and I start getting really embarrassed. I'm like, fuck. And I'm kind of looking around at everybody, and everybody's kind of looking around like, you know, like kind of hit everything. And
James,
then
did you feel like you're in an odor eaters commercial? Uh-oh, foot odor.
I asked Jeffrey when we left. I was like, "Was that me?" And he goes, "Yes, yes, yes, that was.
Yes,
yes, it was."
I wanted to be nice, but
yeah.
All right, a few more. Guinea pig infiltrates female enclosure at animal park. Sires around 400.
Let's get it on.
I put that in there specifically for the word sires.
Somebody's using their bachelor's degree in English well.
Guinea pig sires around 400. I just like the word sires.
Guinea pig sires.
I want to know.
He broke into
what do you think they're wearing?
A male guinea pig infiltrated a female enclosure, sired around 400.
I want to know what the time frame was.
Oh, yeah.
Did it take like 24 hours to discover that he was in there? Or was this like 6 hours overnight, all of a sudden he's siring 400 in like a span of a few hours?
Who's next?
Shows him just sweating pants. I'm so tired. Just so tired.
Eating a sandwich in between.
Eating a sandwich. Speaking perfect English, telling you he's tired.
Drug suspect pulls gun from butt, shoots squad car.
Can you say that again, but faster, like it's a tongue twister?
Drug suspect pulls gun from butt, shoots squad car.
I love it. I mean, you all right.
I'm trying to play this out in my head, but I don't.
You copied this straight from the headline, right?
Yes, yes.
It says, pulls gun from butt. like,
there's no other way to phrase that. You couldn't put
it really
something
isn't.
From butt.
You can't say that nicer.
Man pulls something from. but.
In the last headline, bear falls through skylight into party, then eats all the cupcakes.
When did Homer Simpson become mayor?
No, not mayor. Bear.
Oh, I thought you said mayor falls through and eats all the cupcakes.
Well, then what mayor would be crawling around on a roof? Rob Ford from Toronto?
I think it's funnier is mayor falls through sky, crashes party.
I'm so high. I got to get cupcakes.
He's still wearing the sash that says mayor across.
Gov.
Says world's best mayor. Oh, my God.
And then he rides a donkey out backwards and ruins everything.
Local man ruins everything.
All right, we got two stories here.
Yeah.
This is a big night of what the fuck. A 49-year-old Tennessee man was arrested after making an unusual deposit at an ATM. Police say Lonnie Hutton walked into the Boro Bar and Grill in Murfreesboro, pulled down his pants.
I've been there.
And tried to have sex with an automated banking machine. Officers arriving on the scene say they saw him walking around the bar nude, thrusting his hips in the air. Hutton was taken outside in order to sit on a wooden picnic table. Police say he then exposed himself again and engaged in sexual intercourse with the wooden picnic table.
I'm guessing he was doing
this. You tell me I can't have sex at ATM? I'll show you.
I'll win that $20.
If you're watching that in a bar, would you sit around and, like, finish, like, you want to see how this unfolds?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't blink an eye.
I would not blink an eye. I'd be like, what the fuck? This guy
so
walking around.
You get another round for sure.
Another guy walking around just, like, air humping the...
Like, run outside, put $20 more in the meter, we're
like
staying here.
His air humping, it looks like Val Kilmer, Perfect Strangers.
I just assumed that he was dancing.
Yeah.
All right. And a zoo worker in the Canary Islands, a zoo worker.
Is this the same zoo worker that let the male guinea pig into the female guinea pig enclosure?
No, that guinea pig did it on his own.
Sire 400.
No, a zoo worker in the Canary Islands. Mistakenly shot a tranquilizer dart into an employee dressed in a gorilla suit. The disguised worker fell to the ground and was soon transported to a local hospital. He arrived in serious condition, reportedly from an allergic reaction to the dart, which contained a powerful sedative capable of putting down a gorilla. According to the reports, the man had donned a gorilla suit and was running around the park in a drill to prepare employees for an actual animal escape. The tranquilizer-wielding veterinarian apparently did not know the exercise was in progress and shot the zoo worker in the leg from a distance.
Yes.
How do you tell?
If you were at home, and say if we had a tranquilizer gun, would somebody let somebody shoot somebody? Just so
I don't
we
think
see
it would be
how,
any
how
let,
they get?
I don't think anybody would have let anybody, but it would have happened.
You know, if you have a guy dressed
you
in a gorilla
you
suit,
took a fucking dark in the name.
That's awesome.
You crazy, man.
I'm so tired.
Like, if you're gonna have a drill where the guy's in a gorilla suit, you have an all hands meeting.
No, here's the thing,
though. Tell people that this is going on.
I feel like a trained veterinarian, should know the difference
between a
real
gorilla
life
suit
and a man in a suit.
Probably.
But I feel like anybody who like says, "Look, I'm a trained veterinarian," then don't trust them because nobody says, "Look, I'm a trained anything."
No. I bet what happened. He's like. Oh, okay. We're going to do a drill with a guy in a gorilla suit. Who's in the gorilla suit? Greg? Yeah, he owes me $40. I'm going to shoot him with this dart and take it out of his locker.
I'm gonna shoot Roy in his fucking neck and get that money.
Like, as soon – I read this story too, and I was dying because I wanted to come on here and talk about it. But as soon as I read the story, all I could see in my mind – was the ending scene from Trading Places where the guy's in the gorilla cage with the amorous gorilla and the sodomy is implied.
There's always comedy in an implied sodomy.
Oh, it's hysterical. We got my bell here so I can...
He's just going, yo, man, sodomy it's bell. Just the worst makeup ever. It's...
You got it, yeah. No gorilla. I've seen gorilla suits. No gorilla suit is that great.
No gorilla suit would fool you.
No gorilla suit would fool me. I'd be like, that's a dude in a gorilla suit.
That's Roy in a gorilla suit.
He owed me $40.
All right, let's move on with some news. Let's talk about some stuff that matters.
tonight.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
Did you hear about Nightbreed? Did you get that in your news?
I did not. That came out a little bit late, but I didn't feel like adding it. Go ahead.
Did you see how much the collector's edition is going to be?
No.
$80.
Jesus. And they're going to get it.
$80.
I'll wait till it's used.
Ridiculous. That's
half price.
$40.
It's the Scream Factory version, right?
Yeah, it's. I think they're doing like a limited edition run of like 5,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Just for like the 3-disc special edition.
They've already pre-sold like 1,000 units.
So, fucking $80. $80 for
one movie.
Stupid.
Yeah. Let's see here. Following on the heels of shows like NBC's Hannibal and A&E's Bates Motel, The Omen will become the latest horror classic to get adapted for the small screen. Titled Damien, the new drama will be a sequel of sorts to the 76 film, picking up with Damien as an adult. Former Walking Dead showrunner Glenn Mazzara will be writing and executive producing. However, it looks like Damien will be going to the Lifetime Network.
So Damien is going to abuse women?
Well, yeah, that's kind of his thing anyway, but...
Lifetime?
Yes. What the hell?
Is Lifetime still a channel?
I wouldn't have ever imagined. I would have put money.
Damien starring Valerie Bertinelli.
I would have put money on the fact that I would never have mentioned the word Lifetime Network on this podcast.
Probably.
That's.
I just lost.
Yeah. That's. I don't see a market for that. I don't see who would
tune in.
Lifetime, Damien.
Like Divorced Housewives, like. I guess,
sitting around watching Designing Women and horror movies.
Designing Women. Show hasn't aired in 30 years.
It's still on there. Yeah.
Who was the lady in Designing Women who had the big blue suit?
Delta Burke.
Delta Burke.
The ladies' man.
I think I used to watch that with episodes of Newhart.
And the listeners of our show that are under 35 have no idea what we're talking about.
Go watch Nick at Night. Yeah. You'll be better off.
Also, 20th Century Fox, along with Platinum Dunes, is prepping to unleash another remake of The Omen. So that'll probably be better than the show.
Yeah, probably.
What network is it on?
What? The remake is just a movie.
Oh, okay.
The remake's going to be a television, made-for-TV movie on UPN.
It's the all-black version of The Omen.
Omen in the Hood.
Not that I have a problem with that. I'll watch it. I have black friends.
Keep going.
We get it, Chad. Keep going.
NBC's Constantine series is set to premiere October 24th. Have you watched the trailer? James is still laughing. Have you watched the trailer for the new Constantine series, James?
No. Is it?
It actually looks pretty interesting. It looks pretty cool.
Who's doing the part of Constantine?
I can't remember his name now, but
Keanu Reeves. No.
There was a big deal about him smoking because John Constantine, that was his name, right? John Constantine?
Yeah.
He was
like 3 packs a day.
Yeah, he was like a big smoker. Well, NBC is forcing him to quit.
You can't smoke on TV anymore.
And so he can't smoke.
You can't smoke on planet Earth no more.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
According to Variety, the American remake of The Raid has been delayed. Production was scheduled to start in September, but has now been pushed to at least early 2015.
I keep saying
because nobody can kick that high.
Well,
it's been
yet
done
to find
already.
Anybody that can.
I just hope it keeps getting delayed to infinity because I do not want to see an American version.
The American version of The Raid is called Dread.
I still haven't even seen The Raid 2 yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Still on my list
That's
of movies.
Really, really good, James.
I know, fucking up.
You got school, you're busy.
Excuse you. That's not an excuse. I went to school once. Once.
Yes. And that's how you made your friends and you guys watched UPN together.
It's not far from
you. We'll edit this out. We'll edit this out.
Yeah. We're not recording
friends.
Right now, so don't worry about it.
Let's see. The new Paramount Platinum Dunes remake of the Friday 13th will now be hitting theaters November 13th, 2015. Bounced from March 13th. So it got pushed back, what?
Last I heard, it was either going to be a found footage or it was going to be all from.
And it will not be a found footage reboot.
So is it still going to be all from Pamela Voorhees' point of view?
Not a ton of details from what I've read. It will not be a found footage reboot. And according to THR, it will be in 3D. And that's pretty much all that's known at this point.
Oh.
So, well, so we're getting Halloween 3D and Friday the 13th 3D next year. See how that goes.
So, hey, is Texas Chainsaw, the 4K restoration, is that coming through Indianapolis at all?
No.
Are you guys in Chicago?
No, it's actually, you know what? It might be up north. I'll have to look into that. I can't remember when it's coming through. That's August sometime, right?
Landmark might be getting that, yeah, that art house. So.
Possibly.
I definitely want to check that out if it comes through here.
In celebration of its 30th anniversary, Ghostbusters will be returning to more than 700 theaters in the U.S. and Canada on August 29th.
Yes.
Then on
awesome.
I know. Then on September 16th, you can get the 30th anniversary edition Blu-ray and the 25th anniversary edition of Ghostbusters 2. There will also be a two-disc anniversary edition Blu-ray digibook, including both films, as well as a limited edition gift set that includes an exclusive collectible Slimer figurine and the two-disc digi. Well, I already said that. So you'll get a Slimer figurine.
It's awesome. That probably sounds like a lot of stuff. How much was it?
It doesn't say. This probably should have been releases. I don't even know why I was there. While promoting the new FX series, The Strain, Guillermo del Toro revealed.
You said it. I think you said it.
The funny thing is, I laughed because it felt really weird. Like my lips stopped working for a second. Del Toro revealed that he is hard at work on the screenplay for Pacific Rim 2.
That's awesome. Isn't it 2017 or something like that?
Jake is ringing a sodomy bell. The only detail.
Well, you are the only two people in the room, so good luck with that.
The only details that really came away from it was that it will not be a prequel. It includes the two main characters, Rally and Mako, and it will follow the events of the first movie. Universal has set a release date of April 7th, 2017. However, Del Toro is also developing an animated Pacific Rim series that will debut before the film. So we're going to get a Pacific Rim cartoon.
I'm getting in line right now, actually, for the release of Pacific Rim 2.
You can be there for 3 years.
Yep. My beard will be epic.
It upsets me so much that movie didn't do that well in America. But, I mean, obviously America's stupid because it made like $500 billion worldwide.
You could see that coming, obviously.
Well, yeah, Japan alone is probably...
It's like, what did it? Didn't it open next to another scary movie?
A Pacific Rim.
It's like you're talking about scary.
Scary movie.
I don't know.
Or some.
I think it's funny people still enjoy scary movies.
Some brain dead comedy. Yeah.
No, that's gonna be awesome though.
I just want to see giant monsters and giant robots beating each other to death with oil tankers.
He did say that he's planning on starting after when he finishes up his current project. He's starting on the Pacific Rim 2. So
that's awesome.
Standing.
Pacific Rim.
But his current I don't know if that's his current project. But Strain debuts July 18th, I think. So coming up.
Oh shit! Really?
Dude, I cannot fucking wait.
Damn. Has there been any trailers for it at all?
Yeah, there's a bunch of trailers online for it. A bunch of teasers.
Fuck.
It looks good. I can't wait.
I feel so fucking out of the loop.
You should read more.
Well, yeah.
A few American Horror Story Freak Show notes. Sarah Paulson revealed via Twitter that she is, quote, excited to be playing Betty and Dot this season, and two heads are better than one, end quote. So she is playing a two-headed freak in America.
That's awesome.
I know. There's also Michael Chiklis has been revealed to be playing the Freak Show Strongman, and he's also married to Jessica Lange's character.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think this season sounds like it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Apparently a sequel to Texas Chainsaw 3D is being developed. Who cares? Sharknado 2 will be premiering on Sci-Fi July 30th as part of Sharknado Week.
Who cares?
Man, they are just running this into the ground.
They finally found something that
nobody cares
about. Well, no.
They found something somebody cared about for a couple days.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to milk every little bit of
something that blew up on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
blew up on Twitter where like 98% more people tweeted about it than watched it. So...
Yeah.
So if you're interested in Sharknado Week, it's July 26th to the August 2nd. Oh, let's see here. AMC will debut two Walking Dead documentaries featuring interviews with cast and crew and new behind-the-scenes footage. Inside the Walking Dead airs Tuesday, July 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern, and Walker University will air Tuesday, July 15th at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Walker University.
The first one is about the process of making the show, and the other is more about the extras and their journey to becoming a zombie. So... So it's going to be Walker
University. I wonder how elaborate that process is.
It's going to be zombie school. Becoming the zombie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have to, like, go to school. I mean, I think Walker University is actually, like, literally what they do is go to, like, zombie school before they become extras.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. So crazy,
you crazy, man.
Got a fucking dart in my neck. This is awesome. So I found the molds from Night of the Living Dead 90, the original molds, in our shop that they use for all the zombie appliances.
Oh, no shit.
In the movie. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to see if I can, like, sneak and make a couple molds and, like, have them.
That'd be badass.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I was like, what are these? And he goes, those are molds from the movie. I was like, what? And, like, on the molds, it says, like, cemetery zombie, and, like, the dates are written into them.
Oh, that's fair.
I was just like... Oh, but it's so weird just to see him, like, laying around the shop, like, it's just,
yeah,
it's there.
Oh, that's really cool. Back to the news. The Godfather of Gore, Herschel Gordon Lewis, is developing a new film called Blood Mania. It will be a new anthology film with four distinctively different horror tales, each featuring Herschel Gordon Lewis's brand of splatter. Mr. Lewis has written one segment and will direct two of them. As originator of the splatter film genre, Lewis has expressed strong enthusiasm for Blood Mania. Quote, it's time to get some fresh blood flowing into the happy universe of horror films. I'll be there to be sure it happens, and I can promise that we'll have enough bloody messes and enough of the wall humor, off-the-wall humor, to satisfy everyone, even including me. So that'll be...
Sounds interesting.
It's going to be probably just, like, really cheesy gore blood, which I'm totally...
When you say, like, Blood Mania, I imagine, like, wrestlers like Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage getting, like, this terrible, horrible, like, blood match. I don't know why. It's the first thing that popped to my mind. Like, he came out and, like, he slipped on the way to the ring and, like, got in there.
This went bad so quickly.
Look here, Hogan. The cream rises to the top.
I was just getting ready to say, James, we're good texting videos back and forth of wrestling. Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Oh, shit. Well, we haven't got any details on Rob Zombie's upcoming film, 31, except that there's a clown in it. But he did reveal that it would take place on Halloween, hence the 31, and it will be completely original, not based off any of his previous work.
Or how about anybody else's?
And that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he still going to do that movie, Tyrannosaurus Rex?
I think that's
that
been,
awesome.
That's probably
that awesome fucking poster
was it,
he had.
Was it called Tyrannosaurus Rex? I thought it was like something else. Like,
I think it was Tyrannosaurus Rex. It was like the guy's name.
Yeah.
Like, had him on, like, top of a school bus with, like, guns. Like,
yeah,
a,
no, I remember.
Buffed out, cracked out version of Danny Trejo.
Yeah, it looked pretty badass. But yeah, I haven't heard anything on that in like 3 years.
He probably just did the poster. Is like, this is awesome. I'm gonna leave it at that.
And then finally, according to Box Office Mojo, Insidious Chapter 3 has been given a release date of May 29th, 2015. So we're officially getting a Part 3 in Insidious series.
Really?
Yep.
Isn't Insidious 2, that's on Netflix, isn't it?
I can't.
I think I saw that the other day.
Cannot be sure. All right, so James, do you have anything to contribute?
I'm on my third hams.
I mean, releases?
No, I don't have anything.
You're really dropping the ball, James. Making me do all the work.
Hey, I'm going to school, buddy.
I know you're going
to school. Apparently, I need to start reading also, so I'm lacking on that.
You're not at work right now.
This is work. This drinking, hams, this putting in work.
Well, let me find the website for some horror releases.
Oh, I just looked up Rob Zombie's Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
It was never going to be a movie.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
Why?
Yep. I don't know. I didn't go into too many details on it, but he said he was quick to squash any rumors that he was actually making it.
Really?
I think he was working on it. Was like a comic.
That sucks.
I think it was like a comic book idea or something like that, but it looked just like the most ridiculous thing in the world. but I don't know.
I'm done. I want to see it. Somebody needs to make it, damn it.
All right, then. James has spoken.
Want to see it?
I'm trying to find my page for the movie releases.
No.
What was that that website we talked about earlier?
I don't know.
Something.gov.
Cock on my pages. Or cock all over my
See,
page.
Chad remembers it.
Yeah.
Why?
Is that a favorited?
Because I never forget cock.
Well, type it in. See if it's see where the internet takes you.
This is my work computer.
See where the internet takes you. Go to Google and just hit I'm feeling lucky.
Okay, let's do some a little bit
Google
of
Google micro penis.
Release news. No. Because
you know what that looks like, right?
Thanks to Bub, yes.
Right? It looks like a peanut in a rose petal.
That looks like a really weird
and
peanut.
And I'm out.
Or it looks like when you tie a balloon, the part that's tied at the end with a little onion belly button sticking out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should just put on some comforting music.
Right All now. Right. Releases. The Raid 2 on Blu-ray and DVD, July 8th, has a shitload of special features. I'm not going to read them all, but there's a crap load of special features on that Raid 2 coming out July 8th, which is in a few days. So, Scream Factory's Ginger Snaps Collector's Edition is going to be released July 22nd. The Battery, remember that zombie movie? I don't think you liked that much, did you?
No, I liked The Battery.
Yeah.
With the two guys, and it was a low-budget movie. Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, did you? I liked it. I thought it was pretty interesting. Well, Scream Factory is releasing that. It's coming out. You can pre-order it now. It's coming out September 16th. But I thought it was interesting. Scream Factory picked that up.
Yeah.
August 12th, 2014. That's this year. Scream Factory is bringing you...
Thank you, Chad. Till
December.
Scream Factory. I had no idea where I was.
The other day, I was having a conversation with my wife, and she said something. I was like, yeah, but that's not till like, 2014. And then she was like, it is 2014. I was like, oh.
That's this year.
I swear I'm going, like, deaf or something, or there's, like, a lack in, like, audio. Because I thought she said, yeah, your dad had a conversation with my wife. And I was like, what did my dad talk to your wife about?
I don't know.
You know that James Dunn is a real son of a bitch.
On August 12th, Scream Factory is bringing you a Motel Hell Collector's Edition Blu-ray DVD combo pack packed with insightful bonus content and all new interviews. This definitive collector's edition also contains a collectible cover featuring newly rendered retro-style artwork, Scream Factory's staple reversible cover wrap with original theatrical key art.
That's awesome.
Anchor Bay is releasing a 30th anniversary edition of 1984's Silent Night, Deadly Night on Blu-ray, coming September 16th. Lionsgate announced that they will be releasing a Leprechaun Complete Collection September 30th. It will include all six incarnations of the Leprechaun movies, along with the yet-to-be-released Leprechaun Origins. So we'll have Leprechaun 1, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun 4 in space.
Leprechaun in the Hood.
And Leprechaun
goes
back to the
Because they always end it. It's always back to the hood. Somehow you got the space, and then
number four
you know
is
what you're doing, so you want to come back to the hood. Yeah. That's how every series.
So we'll have.
So I'm still waiting for Jason to come back to the hood. At some point he'll.
He's still in space. So he's got to go back to the hood.
Yeah, he'll float. We'll just float there all the way back to the hood. His little helmet on. I'll have his little string.
Just arms straight down to the side, holding a machete.
He's just like.
A little comet trail, fire.
it's in the shape of his mom's face.
What? James just got weird.
All right.
No, Jason, Pamela Voorhees.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I completely get it.
All right.
Just didn't work. That was a little bit forced.
wait till you see it. It's going to be fucking brilliant. I'm ahead of my time.
Warner Brothers Home Entertainment will be releasing a complete set of all five films in the Exorcist series on Blu-ray September 23rd. The Exorcist Extended Director's Cut, Exorcist 2, The Heretic, Exorcist 3, Exorcist The Beginning, Dominion prequel to The Exorcist will all be in this one box set. There's
a lot of Exorcists.
Yeah, I know what. And there's like two good ones in there.
Yeah.
One
and three.
All right.
Waste of space.
Not really, considering I have these all individually, so the box set will condense that on my shelves a little bit.
Why can't you just, like, buy the container to put all of them in?
What are you talking about?
It's a box set,
oh,
right?
You're right. I do hate that.
It'll be full-size DVDs.
You're right.
And you have all of them
because
anyway.
I hate when I collect a series, like, as they come, and then, like, when it's all over, they release the special edition full box. I'm like... Why can't you just sell me the box?
It has the embossed raised letters.
Have you ever looked on Amazon so you can just buy like the box set slipcase?
My wife has a box, a special edition box for the Friends seasons.
Wait a minute, they did that once, but it wasn't in movies. It was CDs. Do you remember what the CD was? After the second one came out, you got a sleeve to put all.
It was Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, wasn't it?
Nope.
I thought they did that for Use Your Illusion.
They might have done that. Maybe I'm thinking of another one.
What are you thinking of?
Load and Reload.
Yeah, you're right. I did. I had that one, too.
Yeah.
I forgot I had that.
They came with a nice little box that you could put both of them in.
Yeah, you're right.
And put them on the shelf.
I forgot about that.
Chad, you still have that when you had all the Metallica albums
in
your... Yeah.
It's like, I know what you're talking about. Right.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like a thing you hang on the wall and you Velcro all the CD, like CD covers to it, and I just put...
Yeah.
It's just all Metallica CDs are hanging there.
Do you have Saint Anger?
Yes, unfortunately it's on there.
Saint Anus.
Yeah. And then let's look here for more relevant.
You push it out. You push it out.
What's today? We are recording on July 5th. James is playing air drums.
I'm doing my best Lars.
You look just like him.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So this is currently we are July 5th or yes. So these releases come out July 8th. Lake Placid Collector's Edition.
Somebody's gonna pick that up with the Leprechaun box set.
A movie called Rigor Mortis, but I doubt anybody will watch
Rick
it.
Rick Mortis.
Rick Mortis's documentary.
Rick Mortis.
And it comes full circle.
A throwback.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives.
Come on down, children. Some cards.
The Raid 2 is released on DVD and Blu-ray July 8th. Stage Fright. I've been hearing good things about this movie called Stage Fright.
I liked it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I saw that in Oculus.
Oh, did you see Oculus?
Is that good?
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah.
It's a WWE film, you know.
Yeah. I'm all up to the WWE stuff for the network.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're back in it.
Real nice, Clark. Real nice.
Bloody Birthday comes out July 8th on Blu-ray. The Baby.
Please tell me that's the official title. Baby.
No, it's called The Baby, 1973. I don't think I've ever seen that or heard that.
The Baby.
Bloody Moon, 1981. That's coming out. July 15th, Under the Skin. Still haven't seen that. Scanners Blu-ray DVD.
Wasn't Scanners getting released by Criterion?
That's what it is. It's the Criterion Collection.
Yeah.
That scene in Scanners?
That's about it. Worth mentioning there. And then July 22nd, that Ginger Snaps Collector's Edition from Scream Factory. And All Cheerleaders Die. I've been wanting to see that. I've heard good things about All Cheerleaders Die.
I saw a lot of stuff on the interwebs about it. At least on like social media.
Yeah,
like
they've been
Twitter,
talking,
like,
about it for a while.
About it.
And then July 29th, Mystery Science Theater 30, Volume 30 comes out. Good Lord. Those things are
what,
like,
does?
Mystery Science Theater Volume 30.
Dude, those things sell out so fast.
They do, and they're expensive too. That Twin Peaks new entire mystery box set that I got hosed on.
So you're just going to like drop kick it out the back door and just buy a new one?
I'm going to buy it and just burn it.
Because this one,
just
this
so
one
that
literally
nobody
has
else can
everything.
See it.
Yeah.
This one has everything.
Yeah, I know. And I'm pissed. I just got that other one. And that's about it for July.
Man, when they're finished with like the Mystery Science Theater box sets, like when they're done with the last one, you will see so many complete Mystery Science Theater box sets on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be like $6,000.
Well, I think the newer ones are released under Shout Factory.
Yeah.
Up until, I think, starting at around volume 15, maybe earlier than that. But the first several were released under another company, and I can't remember who. And those are like out of print and expensive
as
shit.
Yeah, the first.
Well, how many seasons of that show was there?
There weren't many seasons.
I don't think it was a whole lot.
They kept it going for a while, but it kept getting canceled and coming back. Because
they're up to like 30-something. I just can't.
Well, those are just volumes.
I don't think that...
There's only four movies per volume or something like that.
There's
four
not that many in there.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Okay.
They're spacing it out over time. But I watched the very last episode.
Yeah, I remember. You used to have it on tape, I think.
I think I did have it on tape.
Because I remember we watched
on
it.
On tape, VHS.
Yes.
But
kids are like, kids are like, tape?
No idea what they're talking
tape?
About. But yeah, that was the shtick about the ending of the show was like they got back to Earth with the robots, and he just sat down on a couch and watched old movies with the robots.
Really?
In his apartment. Yeah. That was it. That was the end of the show.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, so he's going to do this for the rest of his life.
We've been hearing rumors about them trying to revive it, so that'd be pretty awesome.
No, I like. What
I wonder how much Riff Trax has taken off though.
Riff Trax does a lot. I mean, they're making buku. I mean,
I like what they're doing with Riff Trax and with Cinema Titanic.
Cinema Titanic's the one that Joel still does. Yeah.
They should just do that, riff on current movies, and you know, doing the.
Well, I mean,
the
Riff Trax live stuff is awesome.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
As much as I love Mystery Science Theater.
Is somebody playing the drums over there, James?
No. All the fireworks in Belvern are going off right now.
Oh. You sure that's not gunfire?
Man, seriously. Here. Like, I'm all about fireworks and blowing shit up, but, like, last night I went to, lay down at 2 a.m. in the morning and somebody was lighting off, like, mortars. I'm like, seriously, dickheads?
Yeah. It was pretty late. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's pretty.
We see the fireworks on the screen.
Whoa.
What are you guys, like, a day behind?
It is a day behind in Belvern.
That's like the city fireworks.
We take care of our own here in Belvern.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that can't just be some backyard display.
I wish everybody could see this.
What? Right. I don't know. I saw those lights and I had
Anyway. What were we talking about?
What was we talking about?
Riff Trax.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, speaking of that, this week and next week, they're doing Lift X Live at the theater for Sharknado. And,
really?
Well, that's the only bearable way to watch it.
Well, yes.
Mystery Science Theater is the only reason that I've seen some really, really bad movies.
Birdemic.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Manos, Hands
exactly,
of Fate.
Exactly, exactly.
That's
Santa Claus versus the Martians.
That's seriously one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It makes it so enjoyable, though, to watch those movies with that commentary.
Well, that's what's great about Riff Trax is because you could probably sit through Twilight with a Riff Trax of it.
Oh, God, please make it Twilight.
It's out there.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a tough statement.
They have it. That's the only way I'll watch it. I haven't seen it, but that's the only way I'll watch it.
Did you see the Riff Trax for Roadhouse?
No, I didn't see that, but I do
want
to.
Is there one?
Yeah.
Yes. There was one line where he was like, they're at the bar, and he goes, hey, man, that guy's fucking Dalton. And the commentary was like, ugh, tell him to stop.
It's just such lowbrow humor, and it's funny. I did see A Million Ways to Die West, speaking of lowbrow humor.
Oh, yeah?
Seth MacFarlane.
It's a pretty lowbrow.
Yeah, it's real sophomoric humor, but I enjoyed it because I love Family Guy. It's basically a long Family Guy episode. And
take your hat off, boy. That's a dollar bill.
Yeah. It's nowhere near as funny as Ted, though.
Yeah. I like Ted. Ted was funny.
I still haven't even seen Ted.
That's a really funny movie.
Something about a bear in a couch. He talks.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, you got it. Right.
But it's funny.
You don't need to see it then.
You've seen it already.
You've seen it.
Let's see here. Let's go through some Netflix stuff.
Grand Piano is on Netflix finally.
Yes, Grand Piano is on Netflix, and it was on my list. definitely watch Grand Piano. Escape from Tomorrow, that Disney movie that's weird.
Oh yeah, I watched that.
What the fuck?
Man, is that
Escape from Tomorrow?
I don't. It's like. Incest and like kids and
I don't remember the incest
weird,
part, but
I think you clicked.
I think you clicked
on the wrong movie, James.
Well,
no, it was
some different Netflix over here in Belvern.
Like it, yeah. It was.
There's like he's chasing those girls around the park, and It's just weird. Yeah, like, it's cool that they did all that stuff in Disneyland,
the park. Yeah, it was
a Disney movie.
No, it's not a Disney movie. He like recorded it in Disney World gorilla style.
Oh, this movie.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the one, and Disney refused to sue him because they didn't want to give him the publicity.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about this.
Yeah. Night of the Creeps just came back up. Lady Vengeance, Old Boy, both versions of Old Boy. So the old and the new version.
I saw that. It kept popping up on my on my list.
Candyman 2 is on Netflix. Carrie, the original. Lord of Illusions, World War Z, both theatrical and unrated. I haven't watched the unrated version, so I don't know.
Getting fancy.
Yeah, so World War Z, if nobody ever got around to seeing that, check it out.
It's not
horrible.
Terrible.
No, it's worth a watch. Yeah. Doc of the Dead, that documentary about Night of the Living Dead, is up there.
Yeah.
Wolf Creek 2 is on Netflix, not part one.
Yeah, that's on my queue. I still want to watch that.
I never saw the first one, so I can't watch it yet.
I like the first one. It was pretty good.
I never did get around to watching it. Hatchet 3 just came up. Hatchet 2 is on there, but not Hatchet 1. Halloween Resurrection, which is the eighth one, just came up. That and Halloween 6 are the only two Halloween movies on Netflix. Cujo, the single movie that is the result of all the nightmares in my life from the age of like 6 on.
So it wasn't Freddy, it was Cujo. It was the dog.
Well, see, Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street, I remember sitting down to watch. Cujo, I don't remember
it
watching.
It was Freddy riding Cujo.
Cujo, I just remember having nightmares about, but I don't actually remember physically watching the movie, but my mom tells me that I was terrified, so... and
I'm terrified.
Invasion.
I know, son. Get back to bed.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers is a 1956 version is up there. Except I wrote Body Snatchets. So Invasion of the Body Snatchets is on Netflix.
We don't want to get sued. We got to change it. Quick.
That's a different snatches. Movie entirely, Jen.
Invasion of the Body Snatch.
The bodies.
Oh man, I'm trying to extend some time out here.
Just tell everyone.
I could totally take this and run with it. I'm just gonna stop.
Well, what you got, James?
No, I'm stopping. All right. We're just taking like titles and like horror titles and turning them into porn movies. Is that what we're doing?
Oh, I mean, people.
It's been done.
Well, yeah. But unless you got something new,
what do you got? What do you got?
I mean, something new to offer. We put him on the spot.
Brain freeze.
You just shut me down.
You remember that scene from Scanners?
we're like, prove it, James.
Starts shaking his head, explodes.
Called his
bluff. What about Labyrinth? Is this what it's called? Labyrinth?
Labia.
And on that note,
breath.
I got a few listener comments here. These back up all the way to May. This comes from Blair Hathaway on Facebook. Hey, you guys are the best. I listen to you guys when I'm lying in bed trying to sleep, but I always crack up and can't fall asleep until it's over. The horror news.
I'm glad it ended that way. It's like, listen to you guys. I'm trying to fall asleep. I've been asleep my life now for 6 months. Thank you.
The horror news is great, but the drug stories are hilarious. Can I get a shout out? Thanks. So, I mean, how do you properly give a shout out to someone? I mean, like, what is the.
You are so white.
What?
How do I give a shout out? Air quotes.
I've never technically given a shout out.
Chad follows that up, man. Hey, boy.
Can I give a shout out, bro?
What is the standard operating procedure for shouting out someone?
You say hi, Blair Hathaway.
Hey, Blair Hathaway.
There you go. Shout out.
Shout out. I mean, you don't have to use the word shout out.
No. God, just. See what I have to work with? James, come home.
Chad, you gotta try that again, but put some more UPN behind it. You know what I mean, like,
yo,
what?
Yo,
yo,
yo, yo. No, I'm not doing that, James.
That sounded so terrible.
On purpose, because I don't want to offend anyone. So yeah, Blair Hathaway. I said your name. That's pretty much a shout out, right?
That's a shout
out. I've said it like 4 times already. So
Blair Hathaway.
Yep, there you go.
What's did you have a Twitter handle?
That was from Facebook, so it didn't have.
Who's Blair Hathaway?
Who's Barry
Badgernath? At Tiny Hats, Pete on Twitter says, enjoying a little Monday night cult horror film horror in the form of Deathbed, the Bed That Eats from 1977. Your thoughts on it? I have never heard of this movie. Have you?
I want to say I have.
Deathbed, the Bed That Eats? Sounds interesting.
I've had a few. drinks.
Wasn't there a bed that eats in Friday the 13th?
No, that was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah, Nightmare on, yeah.
I guess so. No, that's actually sounds interesting. I'm thinking I'm going to go see if I can seek that out and find it.
Deathbed.
At Tortuga 1980. Tortuga 1980, Eric.
Tortilla?
Good God, hashtag Willow Creek was awful. Please warn people. The Blair Witch must be laughing. I don't know. What's Willow Creek? Willow Creek.
Where is Willow Creek, guys?
Willow Creek.
Is that a Billy Quipkey.
Is that a new film that just came out?
Is Blair Witch a real person?
No. The Blair Witch is a real person. They made a documentary about it.
Didn't you see that?
What?
What? W-A-T? What?
James ain't even paying attention anymore.
How many of them?
Oh, Willow Creek is that Sasquatch movie that came out. The indie.
Boo.
Yeah, I remember seeing something about that, and that did look like it was bad. So
who watched it?
Eric. Eric on Twitter, Tortuga 1980, said, "Please warn people." So there you go.
Do not
watch Willow Creek because it is awful. And he says the Blair Witch must be laughing. So sounds like it's a found footage Sasquatch movie.
Oh,
so. Once again,
the variant is just Andy Dick in a Sasquatch costume.
What? Is he still alive? Is Andy Dick still alive?
If he does, if he is, he has AIDS.
No, I saw a roast recently where he was on it, and everybody just shit on Andy Dick, and I think it's the funniest thing ever.
They shit on
Dick. They're so brutal about it. They just like attack him.
Man. Okay, well, that's pretty much all I've got. Like I said, 40ounceofhorror.com. Hey, we need your Booze and Gone Bad stories. Haven't got any of those in a while. Please send in your nights.
Hey, I got one.
Oh, did
it was just 4th of July. I'm sure
so
there's somebody.
Got to be some good firework fail.
So, it's not for me. It's my buddy Jeffrey.
I was just kidding and ask if Jeffrey made a guest appearance.
So we're at this party, and it was called Hustle Mania, right? And so this was the Wizard Stick party. And everybody shows up at the same time. It's really weird. So everybody starts drinking at the same time, and you know everybody's getting drunk at the same time.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey doesn't remember half the party. He doesn't.
Good.
So
lead in.
Kelby and I are in bed. She gets a text at like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's from our friend Aaron at school. She says, Jeffrey's in the kitchen right now. He's throwing away. No, he's throwing all the chicken at the walls, and he's saying, James's God told me to do this.
Wait, was he in your kitchen or in Aaron's kitchen?
No, it was in Aaron's kitchen.
Oh, I thought Aaron was letting you know that Jeffrey was in your kitchen.
Throwing your chicken on the wall.
James is like, I can't afford chicken.
Can't do it. That's beer money.
No, but yeah, seriously, please send your Boozin' Gone Bad stories or hell, any boozin' story to contact at 40ounceofhorror.com.
Was the chicken cooked or was it raw?
No, it was... There was a huge grill out. There was like 10 pounds of ground beef and
okay.
The whole thing. So there was like,
it was ground
beef. I don't know, like an entire counter of just massive chicken legs. And he's just chucking them for no reason.
You told him to do it, apparently.
Well, was he trying to get the wings to fly?
Maybe. Well, it was. He's like, James's God told me to do it. I don't know.
What am I, a set of hee-haw? What's going on here?
Oh, I got to open up like a little slot, stick my head out.
Why was he throwing the chicken wings against the wall? He's trying to make it fly. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Boy, Chad has to be in overalls or a straw hat.
I'm glad Jake saved me on that one.
No problem, buddy.
All right, so when are we gonna get together again? We gotta make this more of a habit.
What do we do? Is this a thing? Is this episode one?
Yeah. No, what is this? 61?
61.
61. 61.
Sexy one. That's what it should be called. Episode 61. And then it's a episode 61 with a picture.
No, we need
Jason
actually
in the comment.
Brandon actually sent out a few. Instagram direct messages to some people, but we're looking for people to write for the website, movie reviews, just horror articles just here and there.
Yep.
We can't pay you, but we could do some good cross promotion if you have your own blog or whatnot. So,
welcome, kids, to the sexy world of blogging.
So, if you want to get in on that, we could use some.
You don't get paid.
We could use a little content on the site. So, DM us on.
Are we
Twitter.
Doing? Are we doing beer reviews on there?
You can do beer reviews. Bub dropped the ball, so.
Dude, Bub is.
Hey, are you still doing the Mentionables, Jake?
No. He hasn't done one in 2.5 years.
What's this now?
Yeah, you could still offer, like, hey, would you like to.
Well, apparently to him, Frailty was an unmentionable.
Yeah, Frailty was bad.
It was not.
I didn't enjoy it. It was boring and predictable.
So
I'm done with you.
Anyway, if you're interested in writing for the site, just, you know, general horror articles, movie reviews, whatever you feel like writing, DM us. We'll see how we can set that up. Once again, send your booze and gone bad stories to contact@40ounceofhorror.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @40ounceofhorror. Instagram. I said that. What else we got out there?
That's.
We got individual emails @40ounceofhorror if you would just
we do, but
write us hate email.
We do have individual as chat@40ounceofhorror.com, but James's isn't working right now. So if you get a reply that
cut
says
mine
that,
off.
Well,
I am not,
you changed,
I'm not allowed to receive any
well,
mail,
no, you
any
changed,
hate mail.
You changed your email name, so that fucked up the system. So we gotta get we haven't fixed it yet.
James, local man, ruins everything.
Yeah. But I
Mayor
promise.
Mayor Ulster Skyline eats all cupcakes.
I can't promise, but I'm going to try really hard to get these going a little bit more often than once a month or more than just on holidays.
That's kind of ironic that we're doing them on holidays
yeah.
now. What's the next one? Arbor Day?
I don't know. I'm gonna go.
So I guess the question is, when are you guys going to come? So I think Bub and Brandon said they're going to be here.
When?
16th, I think. August
16th. Oh, well, then I'll come August 16th. If they're coming, I'll come. They didn't tell me, dickheads.
Yeah, I didn't get an email.
Yeah, I got no messages.
Do we still email each other? Hey, friend.
No, we just mass text.
Hey, friend.
We just mass text nasty videos and racist jokes.
you text.
Not me.
Like Jake does on the offensive. You.
I'm not putting this out. I was not involved in this anyway. James sent out a joke. It was what it was called, black guy flying a plane.
No, stop.
What do you call a black guy flying a plane?
I didn't get this one.
And people came back with the most racist, ignorant shit I have ever heard. And then James, like 10 minutes later, goes, a fucking pilot, you fucking racists.
Very good, James.
Hey, James. Why does Michael J. Fox make the best milkshakes?
Oh, God.
Because his hands shake?
Because he only uses the best ingredients.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a bait and switch. And James is, I think, out of here. So I think we should get out of here, too.
Yeah, it's about time to go. We will be back soon or later, hopefully sooner. So, thanks, everybody, for listening. This is the 40 Ounce of Work podcast. And until next time,
drink up.